and welcome to the Victory Devotional Podcast. We invite you to take the next few minutes to connect with God, hear His voice, and respond in worship and prayer. Here's today's message.
Today, I will be encouraging you from the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, verses 13 to 14. It says here, "In Him, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in Him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it to the praise of His glory." Just a bit of a context. You know, Paul began this letter to the Ephesian church by praising God for the many spiritual blessings and inheritance we enjoy in Christ as believers. In these verses, he outlined three things that took place in the lives of the Ephesian believers. And these three things are heard, believed, and sealed. Heard. First, they heard the gospel of salvation, which he called the word of truth. Recently, we celebrated the life of Bishop Ferdy, and really his devotion to preaching the gospel throughout his lifetime. I remember even when I was starting, the story of Bishop Ferdy and how the moment Jesus captured his heart, he just went on and preached to as many people as he could, as long as they are willing to hear, he would preach. This encouragement by Paul reminded me of how, oo nga naman, di ba? Hearing the gospel is the starting point for gaining access to the life that God wants for us. It's the opportunity and the privilege given to us by God to actually invite others to partake or become part of God's growing spiritual family. Hearing is the starting point, but believing is equally essential. Believe here in Greek means much more than just believing something in your head. It actually means to put your full confidence in something, to trust, to rely on, and to cling to. Yung nakakapit ka, that's what believe meant in this verse. It involves shifting our hope and our allegiance to Jesus alone. Lastly, Paul noted that when we became believers, we are sealed with the promised Holy Spirit. Sealed. Part of the salvation package includes the promised gift of the Holy Spirit. We receive the Spirit much like we receive our salvation. We don't earn it, we don't purchase it, just by hearing and believing the gospel, we receive the Holy Spirit. In Paul's time, a seal was like a stamp, no? It was a stamp used by kings or anyone in authority to mark ownership. Ganda, no? When we trust in Jesus and receive the Holy Spirit by faith, we are sealed as God's own. Paul illustrated this in 2 Timothy 2:19. He was basically saying the same thing. "But God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are His." This simply means, first, we belong to God. And second, I guess by implication, that we are not our own. The Holy Spirit guarantees our spiritual inheritance, both in this lifetime and in eternity. Alam niyo, minsan it's easy, no, to feel alone or to sometimes think that we have been forgotten or maybe even abandoned, especially when we lose people we love or we feel trapped in impossible and seemingly never-ending situations. I want to encourage you today, whatever challenges you are facing, internally man yan or externally, The Spirit of God wants to comfort you with this timeless truth today. You have been sealed, you belong to God, and He will always be with you. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the gospel. Thank you for sealing us with the promised Holy Spirit. We find comfort in knowing that because we belong to you, we are never alone. May your Holy Spirit continue to lead and empower our lives, to live lives that would please and honor you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
I know that you will save me when I call upon your name. No harm will overtake me, 'cause you overcame. Oh God, you are my refuge, I rest beneath your wings. I'm safe in the shelter of my King. I know that you will save me when I call upon your name. No harm will overtake me, 'cause you overcame. Oh God, you are my refuge, I rest beneath your wings. I'm safe in the shelter of my King. I know that you will save me when I call upon your name. No harm will overtake me, 'cause you overcame. God, you are my refuge, I rest beneath your wings. I'm safe in the shelter of my King, 'cause you are faithful, never failing. You are steadfast, unchanging. When I call, you will answer, oh my God, in whom I trust. You are faithful, never failing. You are steadfast, unchanging. When I call, you will answer, oh my God, in whom I trust. Oh my God, in whom I trust. Oh my God, in whom I trust.
Let me send you off with this blessing from Ephesians 3 verses 20 to 21. It says here, now to Him, to Christ, to God who is able to do immeasurably more than all that we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us. To Him be glory in the church, in Christ Jesus, throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Thank you for joining us this morning, and have a faith-filled day today. God bless you.
Thanks for joining us today. We hope this helps you build a habit of hearing from God daily. For more messages like these, follow us on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. If you'd like to watch these messages live every morning, visit us on facebook.com/victoryph.